Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out.
Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain, the only podcast that teaches you how to use psychology, feminism, and coaching to rewire your brain and get what you want in life. And now here's your host, Harvard Law School grad, feminist rock star, and master coach, Cara Lowenthal.
Hello, my chickens. One of the questions that I get the most whenever I talk to people about joining The Clutch, which is my feminist coaching program, is that people want to know, how is it different from listening to the podcast, right? You listen to the podcast and I don't gatekeep, as the kids say. I think I'm using that correctly. I teach a lot of my approaches and my tools and exercises on the podcast. So what I hear a lot is like, there's so much rich material in the podcast and you're teaching so much here that I just feel like this must be all there is. Like, there can't be really anything else in The Clutch. And that's understandable. And I'm so glad that the podcast is that robust, but it's totally wrong because The Clutch is a completely different experience than listening to the podcast. It is just a totally different environment, right? It obviously connects to the podcast and the ethos is the same, but the podcast is like going into a library by yourself. There's no librarian. There's no system to look things up. You just are in the library and you can read the titles of the books and you're just trying to like put together some way of doing thought work for yourself. And you totally can do that if you are someone who is really like self-study and really kind of has all that time to spend, you know, learning all the different pieces and putting it all together. But if you are someone like me who really likes to be efficient and get what I need and always wants an expert to tell me the exact best way to learn something and like condense the material for me and put it in the perfect order and just give me exactly what I need, that's what happens inside The Clutch. Inside The Clutch is where you can come in and learn the exact process for coaching yourself and then the exact specific tools and process you need to work on your relationship anxiety, or to work on your body image, or to work on your money mindset, or to work on your nervous system and your trauma history and coaching, or to work on whatever it is that you want to work on. So that is the big difference in terms of the material. And then of course, inside The Clutch, you also have coaching calls with me and coaching calls with my Clutch coaches. And you have, you know, an Ask the Coaches feature where you can submit a written question anytime and get an answer specifically written for you. You have our incredible Facebook community if you're on Facebook and you like kind of group discussion. So it's just such a rich experience. So what I want to share with you in the podcast today is actually something called our Clutch Open House. This is the first time we did this. And we did it because we are moving from The Clutch only being open a couple of times a year to being open all the time. So The Clutch used to be open all the time, and I changed it to a launch model to try to, you know, experiment with what worked best for our students and our team and myself in terms of opening a few times a year, then really focusing on who was in The Clutch at the time and really diving deep into the coaching and then, you know, opening again. But what I realized is that you never know when you're going to decide that you need to change your life. And if we could predict that, we would all be, you know, I don't know, so we would be psychic. You don't know when you're going to need to change your life. You don't know when you're going to finally be ready. And I want people to be able to join whenever that moment is. So we are now open for membership. You can join, and we were going to remain open so you can join whenever you want. And in order to celebrate that and give everybody an idea of what goes on inside the Clutch, we held a Clutch open house. And so this podcast is a kind of condensed version of that Clutch open house so that you can kind of hear what goes on in the Clutch. You can meet the coaches. You can hear from me about how to make the best use of your time in the Clutch. It's really like we're getting ready to go to a bunch of kind of open houses for different schools for my partner's kid. And it's just like that. It's like going on a college tour. So with all that said, I'm going to let our open house episode, myself in the past, take it away. But if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't even need to listen, I'm so excited the Clutch is finally open, I want in right now, then I want to remind you to join before July 31st. Because in the Clutch in August, we are doing Feminist Summer School, which is a brand new thing. We've never done it before. We are going to have some incredible bonus trainings on fun and pleasure and relaxation and just having the best summer ever. Because that's this thing that's like sold to us, like it should happen to us naturally. But if you have a human brain, you're maybe not so good at going on vacation without thinking about work or fighting with your partner. So we are going to teach you how to actually have an amazing, pleasurable, fun summer. And you're going to be able to use those tools all the rest of the year too. But you got to get in by July 31st to take part in Feminist Summer School. Okay, so to join, text your email address to +1-347-934-8861 or visit unfuckyourbrain.com/summer. That's +1-347-934-8861 or visit unfuckyourbrain.com/summer. Welcome. I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm so excited to have you here with me to talk about my favorite place in the world, which is the Clutch. So I want to give sort of introduce myself just in case you are, you know, a friend brought you or you don't know that much about me yet. My name is Kara Lowenthal. I am a master certified coach and coach instructor. I was a former women's rights lawyer. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a minute and how I came to coaching. I'm currently the host of the Unfuck Your Brain podcast and the creator of The Clutch, which is my feminist monthly coaching program that we are going to talk about here. So I just want to tell you all a little bit about how I came to coaching, because I think that it really encapsulates what's so different about my approach and what is so transformational about the Clutch and this container for coaching that, that I've created, but actually that everybody in the Clutch has helped create with me. So I started out my career. I did not grow up thinking I want to be a life coach one day. That was not on the menu. I came from a very, sort of in some ways stereotypical, New York, highly educated Jewish family. You could be whatever you want, as long as that's a doctor or a lawyer, or maybe a professor. So I went the lawyer and professor route, and I was I went to Yale. I went to Harvard Law School. I was a reproductive rights litigator. And then I went into academia and I worked on issues around women's rights and abortion rights and reproductive rights. So I was not on the path to becoming an entrepreneur or a life coach, but I was always on the path in my own personal life of feeling like there had to be a better way to do life. So I don't, you know, some of you may feel the same way. Like, when I was 16, I told my parents that I wanted to go to therapy. Nobody else in the family went to therapy. It was not a thing we did. I was like, I think I need some help in like figuring out how to be a human better, how to make life less stressful and anxious, how to understand my relationships. And from that moment on, that was this sort of parallel journey. I was on this very intense professional journey, which was very stressful because I didn't know anything about my thoughts. I just thought that, you know, college and law school and other people and my family and everything else caused my stress. And I was pretty sensitive and pretty easily stressed out, very reactive in my nervous system. Right. And so, but the whole time I was on this personal journey that was really like how to human better, by which I meant like, how do I quiet these racing, you know, anxieties and thoughts? How do I stop beating myself up constantly? Like, how do I create the life that I want and kind of live with intention and purpose? Those were always questions that I was pursuing on a personal level. And then I kind of hit this point where I had gone through yoga, I had gone through meditation, I had gone through therapy, I'd gone through some bad life coaches. And I finally found the person who taught me this work, Brooke Castillo of the Life Coach School, who does not teach it with the feminist social lens that I teach, but taught me the kind of core pieces of being able to change the way you think on purpose. And when she told me that your thoughts like create how you feel, and that you don't have to, that not everything you think is true and you don't have to believe it all and you can change what you think, that was like fucking mind blowing to me. And so I started applying some of that work in my own life, and I started talking about it with friends, and I started to notice that so many like high achieving women, my friends, my colleagues, people whose lives looked amazing from the outside, felt like shit inside all the time. We're just constantly anxious and stressed and feeling guilty for not doing whatever they thought they were supposed to be doing at that moment or that day, for beating themselves up, for hating how they looked. You know, some of them were moms, and if they were with their kids, they felt guilty that they should be working. And if they were working, they felt guilty they should be with their kids. Some of them were dating and they felt like they just like couldn't figure it out, and their relationships weren't working out, and they didn't even want to care as much as they did about some guy that they'd met twice, but they couldn't stop fixating and obsessing. Some of them were, you know, on the outside doing really well in their careers, but they were just consumed internally by anxiety about their job and imposter syndrome, not thinking that they knew what they were doing, you know, rereading and rechecking things a million times, having their colleagues look at their work before it went to their boss because they didn't trust themselves. Like, I just started to see how my personal and my professional paths were really kind of this going in the same direction, which was, how do we liberate women? And how do we help them learn how to have more control and autonomy over their lives? And I had started out doing that in this physical sense of reproductive rights, which I still very much care about and is very important to me personally. But I began to see that there were lots of people doing that work, and nobody was doing this work around how the way that we're raised as women and the social messages that we get impact our brains. People were maybe talking about it like conceptually in academia, but the coaching world did not have somebody teaching women how to identify the way that society has impacted their brain and how to help them change it. And that this was the missing piece, right? So even in my, for myself and in my own life, it's like, I had learned the idea that, you know, your, how you look shouldn't be the most important thing about you, but it had made zero difference to my constant obsessing about my weight and my body and what I looked like. And that was so confusing to have that gap. Until I started putting together my own form of coaching work and realized that like there was this explanation for this gap. And that explanation was the way that women are taught to think, the way society teaches us to think. It teaches us from when we're very young that our appearance matters a ton. And so if you have a feminist awakening when you're 15 or 30 or 50 or 70, and you decide, oh, I don't want to believe my appearance is the most important thing about me, that like awakening really doesn't do shit for the ingrained social messaging you've absorbed, for those thought patterns, those neural pathways in your brain that have been created. You've been thinking those first set of thoughts that how you look matters so much and makes you lovable and makes you acceptable and all of that. You've been thinking that for 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years. So what I realized was that so many women were experiencing this brain gap, right? That's like, and it's a kind of a brain gap in two ways. There's this brain gap between how men and women are socialized and what we're taught. And there's this sort of brain gap between what we want to believe and how we actually think and feel, that we're also ashamed to admit because we're supposed to believe this other thing. We're supposed to be confident and believe we're good at our jobs. We're supposed to feel like anybody's beautiful. We want to believe those things, but that's not what we're experiencing. We don't feel confident a lot of the time. We don't feel good about our body. We don't feel like we know what we're doing at work. We don't feel like we're a good parent, right? And all of that is because of the way we were taught to think about ourselves very early on. So my work and what we learn in the clutch is all about, how do you actually bridge that gap? How do you actually change the way you're thinking bit by bit? So you're not just layering on these more kind of evolved beliefs on top of what society taught you, and just making like, you know, layers of cake and being like, well, I hope the top layer somehow like gets rid of the bottom layer. you're actually learning how to excavate, go in there, remake the cake, right? Make a whole new cake, rewire your brain in a new way. So you actually can have those thoughts and feelings that you want to have. So when I started doing this work, this was my mission and it's still my mission. And I started in this sort of teaching the same material that's in the clutch today. I taught in a small group, $10,000 program, like a very high end small group program. I loved that. I loved those students. Some of them are still in the clutch. But it became pretty clear to me pretty quickly that if my mission was to help women all over the world learn this, then that was not the format, right, to be doing it in. And so the reason I created the clutch was to create and make available really high level, cutting edge coaching work for so many more people at such a more accessible price point. And I think that sometimes the perception is for other coaches' programs, and maybe true or not true, that, you know, in a sort of membership setting, you're getting like just the basics, or it's like a dumbed down version. And anybody who's ever worked with me will tell you, I don't dumb shit down. We are all so much more smart and capable than we're led to believe. So I teach things in a simple, direct way you can implement, but it is the like highest level coaching work, the most cutting edge kind of lens and approach to doing this work that is out there. And it's the same work, although actually it's better now, improved over the years, that I started out teaching to my one-on-one clients and in my small groups, is now available to so many more people through the clutch. So it's this beautiful container. And the other reason that I created the clutch was that I realized that, you know, I went from doing one-to-one, which is, I love coaching me one-on-one. I'm going to coach someone on this call a little bit later. I coach people in the clutch. That's such a joy for me. And there's only one of me, obviously. And the feminist mindset revolution is not about me. It's not about people needing to have access to me. That's not a way to build a movement, right? It's about teaching women how to do this work for themselves, with their friends, with their peers. Like, so much of the feminist movement has always been grassroots and peer-led, right? Like, you may have heard the stereotypes of, like, you know, feminists in the 60s or 70s looking at their vaginas with their hand mirrors. They were doing that because the fucking medical establishment was like, I don't know what's down there. Scary. Ew. We don't know. We don't pay attention to it. Right. They were doing that to learn about their own bodies and share that knowledge and teach each other. When you are left out of the institutions, when the institutions like medicine and law and academia and politics and all these social institutions are created by people not like you for their own benefit, when you are pushed out of those or kept out or marginalized, you have to rely on each other. You have to rely on grassroots knowledge, skill building, communication, peer teaching. So I am an expert in this field. And of course, I teach you all of my expertise in the clutch, but it's for the benefit of you becoming your own authority in your own life. And the beautiful thing about the clutch is having that community. So that it's not, nobody's waiting for like the word from Cara to come down on high. That's not what we need. What we need is the clutch coaches I have who are trained to teach this work and coach you and help you, and for you to have access to each other. And we do that in different ways. You know, some people really like live community interaction. And so we do have an optional Facebook group where you can get peer coaching. But within the clutch membership, you actually get access to that in a different way, because we're going to have a whole tour of the site that Anna, our amazing community manager, is going to take you through soon. But we have something called Ask the Coaches, which is this 24/7 on-demand coaching question form where you can ask a question anonymously and then the coaches can answer. And they go back and forth. People are describing the coaching work they've already done, where they need help. And so even if you don't want to join the Facebook group, which you don't have to, there's actually this sort of learning from the community element there as well. So for me, the clutch is the perfect blend. I created it to be the perfect combination of, yes, learning new skills and tools and concepts from an expert. That's me. That's my clutch coaches who I've hand trained, who are in the clutch alongside me. Anna, our amazing community manager, my whole team is very highly trained in this work. But it's also that community, that movement feeling, right? And you may be somebody, I'm an introvert, like you might be an introvert and you just want to, you know, learn it and take it out into your own community in real life. And that's awesome too. But my goal with all of this work is like, it's not just about changing your life. It's about the ripple effects of how changing your life and changing your thought process impacts everyone else in your sphere, and they impact people in their sphere, and it just trickles out. We had this amazing story the last time we did a live challenge of, I taught this concept called How Human of Me, which is just, this is a thought you can practice. You'll learn it when you join the clutch. But one of the people who was in the challenge posted in the Facebook group and was like, you know, I went to an art tour just totally randomly today in a museum, and the docent in the museum kept like apologizing and, you know, kind of downplaying her work, or if she made a mistake, she would like be really apologetic and she obviously feels bad. And so my student was like, I just taught her how human of me, like, oh, I made a mistake. How human of me. And then everyone in the group started saying, oh, how human of me. And then like, if anybody made noise accidentally or stubbed their toe or, you know, said something wrong, or the docent said something wrong, everybody would just say, how human of me. And then I like think about that group of people who didn't even know each other, learning that thought that day and going back out into the world and spreading that like compassion and self-acceptance. That's what happens. It's like each of us is the seed that can learn this. It'll change your life when you learn how to change your thoughts and get that social programming out of your brain. Changes your life, but it changes the lives of everyone around you too. So that is what we learn how to do in the clutch. We are also this August having our first ever feminist summer school, which I am so excited about. This was a genius idea, actually from someone on my team, had the beginning of the idea. And it's going to be bonus trainings inside the clutch by our clutch coaches on the kind of topics that come up during summer. I think summer has like all this pressure, like it's supposed to be the best time of year. I like left over from when we're kids and you were like finally out of school. But then that turns into like all this pressure to have the perfect summer and manage everything perfectly. And then you've got to deal with your body image and your family and taking time off work and how that's stressful. And so we are going to have a series of trainings just in August this year. So you have to join the clutch by July 31st to get access to these trainings. They're going to be how to feel confident in any body and any clothes this summer, which like the things I used to wear to the beach before I did this body image work, I cannot even. How to have a great vacation no matter what. This is something like, I need this training. I'm totally going to take it. I for sure have that thing where I have an image of how vacation's going to go, and then there's the real vacation that actually happens. How to de-stress your summer, whether you're solo or with kids, right? Part of the way society fucks with our heads is that it's like, you're never doing it right. It's never enough. So you might be solo and feeling like lonely because you look around, everybody's going on vacations with their partner and their families and whatever. And so then you need to like work on your thoughts about that. Or you might be partnered and you are imagining the perfect romantic vacation. And then that's not what happens. You squabble in the airport and then somebody gets food poisoning, and then you got to deal with your thoughts about that. Or if you have kids, you may be like dreaming of this beautiful family vacation, and it turns out that your kids bicker just as much in, you know, the Greek islands as they do at home. And you got to deal with your thoughts about that. So how to have a great vacation no matter what, how to de-stress your summer, whether you're on your own or with your kids, dealing with kids being out of school, time crunches, different routines. And how to live pleasurably, how to bring more pleasure, right? The whole reason we want summer to be so fun is that we're usually not giving ourselves enough pleasure in our daily lives the rest of the year. And so how can we cultivate more pleasure all year round? So those are the bonus trainings that are happening in Feminist Summer School inside the clutch this August only. So you have to join by July 31st. So I think that takes me to the end of what I was going to talk about now. I'm going to be back a little bit later in the call. You are going to have a site tour with Anna about looking through the clutch, seeing all the different elements and how you get how you kind of can create those transformations for yourself. You're going to meet the clutch coaches who are incredible and also part of that process. And then I'll be back. I'm going to coach someone live. We are going to do a prize drawing and giveaway for a totally separate item, not the clutch magnets. The prize drawing giveaway is for anyone on the call, whether you join the clutch or not. And then I'm going to answer some questions, and I'll even stay on to coach you. If you have any kind of questions or on the fence about joining the clutch, I will coach you on that live. All right, Anna, over to you.
Right. Hello, chickens. It's so nice to meet you. My name is Anna. I am the Clutch Community Manager, and I'm here to help guide and support all of you chickens through your clutch experience. I am a resource expert. I cheer you on constantly, and I'm also a student of this work. I am in the clutch, studying my own brain right alongside all of you. I joined the clutch back in 2020 as a curious little chicken, and I love this work with all my heart. And I love teaching other people how to use this program so they can change their lives, just like I have. So as Cara said, I have the grand honor today of pulling back the curtain and taking you on a tour through the Clutch. I'm going to show you exactly what this program entails and what it looks like. And then after my tour, I'm going to bring on the Clutch coach team. So you get to meet the coaches, and each coach is going to share a little bit more about some of their favorite resources in the Clutch and how these resources can support you and whatever progress you want to make. So if you have questions during my tour, hold on to them, because most likely the coaches will answer them. And if not, that is fine. You can put your questions in the Q&A box. As Cara said, we will be answering questions at the end of the open house. So let's do it. Let's get into the Clutch. So where I want to begin, I want to show you what it looks like when you start your Clutch journey. So when you sign up for the Clutch, you will get a welcome email from our team. And in that email, you have the login credentials. And when you log into the site for the very first time, you are brought to this beautiful welcome onboarding page. And what this is a series of videos from Cara. There's one from myself that explain exactly what to expect in the Clutch, where you begin, what resources are available, how you can get coaching support, what the different calls are, and what your next step is. These videos are great. They take all the guesswork out of getting started so that when you get into the membership site, you know exactly what's next and you know what you can find so you can get the resources you need based on whatever you want to work on at any given time. So you'll begin here, you'll watch your videos, you'll mark them complete. When you have completed the videos, it opens up this Get Started button, and that button funnels you into the membership site. It actually takes you to your next step, which is your first course, The Feminist Mindset Fix. But before I talk about that course, I do want to hang back and show you the homepage of the membership site. So what you'll see as I take you through this tour is that the Clutch is a really beautiful blend of self-paced, independent study and also built-in expert coaching support, which together gives you that accountability, that structure, and that consistency in learning how to manage your mind so you can up-level your life. So I want to show you exactly what that structure entails. Now, part of that independent self-study component includes our Clutch courses. And everybody in the Clutch, when you join, you all begin with that first course called The Feminist Mindset Fix. And in this course, you are taught the foundational tools of thought work. These tools are the key to deprogramming the patriarchy, building new thoughts that actually serve you, and creating any change or shift that you want to see in your life. Just a moment to rave about our coaches a little bit. They are all handpicked, trained by Cara. They've gone through her advanced certification in feminist coaching, and they are fluent in her coaching modalities. But not only that, every single coach also brings their own unique background and expertise to the table. So as a Clutch member, you also get to benefit from their own brilliant perspectives and lived experiences. And also, they are so cool. They are cool as hell. As amazing as they are coaches, they are also amazing human beings. Welcome. Wave. It's so cool to see y'all here. Yeah. I didn't dress in black today. I didn't match. Oh, no.
We always do this and we don't plan always. It, but somehow it always happens.
It always happens. All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and fade back. Take it away. Rachel, you are up. Go ahead. Introduce yourself. And let's talk about the Clutch. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel. I am one of the Clutch coaches, as Anna said. I wanted to talk just a little bit about the Feminist Mindset Fix. So like Anna said, that is the first course that everybody in the Clutch takes after you join. You do those initial orientation videos that she showed you. And then your next stop is courses, Feminist Mindset Fix. And a lot of times you can hear us say FMF for short. So the reason we have everybody start with this course is because this is like thought work 101. This is where we are learning the concepts that we talk about. We're learning terminology. And most importantly, you are learning the self-coaching model so that you can learn how to coach yourself. Like Cara said, this work is about all of us. This is not about some people knowing and then having to bestow it on other people. It's about an application of a tool that we can all use and implement the way that we want. So as far as what to expect in this course, it's split up into four different lessons. And in each lesson, there are audio teachings, which run between like 18 to 30 minutes total. There's a workbook that comes with it, and then some supplementary videos. And these lessons are self-paced. We break them out into 4 weeks, one lesson per week, but you can take as much time, as little time as you want on those. It's really up to you. The lessons do build on one another, so it's important to do them in order. And by the end of completing that course, you will know how to coach yourself. And what I love about this course is that we're not just learning these tools in a vacuum. In the workbooks, you are taking the tools and you're immediately applying them to your life and what you want to start working on, what you want to start shifting. You will like blow your mind by all of the awareness that you create even after that first week of the course that you go through. And I just want to like normalize that, like, anytime we learn something new, it's going to come with questions. You're learning this like brand new concepts, brand new tools. And of course, as you start to apply them, questions are going to come up. So that's totally normal. It doesn't mean you're not understanding it. It actually means you're probably like really engaging with the material. So Anna's going to talk a little bit later about where to go with questions, but just know that as you go through that course, that Thought Work 101 feminist mindset fix, questions are totally normal. And you've got a whole like team of people and resources to go for support.
Hello, everyone. I am Clarissa. I am the director of The Clutch, and I've also been a Clutch coach. And the director of The Clutch is just a fancy title that says that I'm dedicated to making sure that you have the most incredible experience inside of The Clutch. And I am here to talk to you about our Clutch courses. So as Anna mentioned earlier, after your first month inside of The Clutch, you will unlock your first course credit, and you'll get a new credit each month that you're inside of The Clutch. These credits can be used on any of the topic-specific courses, and we've got 15 of them for you to wrap your mind around. And they range from money mindset to career to parenting, bias and oppression to pleasure, romantic relationships to self-confidence and self-love, which is my favorite course inside of the membership. I go back to it time and time again because I think it just does a beautiful job of reminding me that at the end of the day, no matter what happens, I always have the option to choose what I think about myself. Each course comes complete with an audio lesson where Kara breaks down exactly how we've been conditioned to believe what we do about these various different parts of our lives. And they also come with a corresponding workbook that includes powerful questions written to not only help you unpack these thoughts that you've picked up along the way, but also guide you through the process of shifting and choosing the thoughts that you want to think on purpose. We make sure to link to relevant podcast episodes for those of us who are geeks, as I say, nerds, and we take a lot of pleasure in learning everything that we can about a specific part of our life, especially when we find a resource that's really resonating with us. And because part of this membership is about teaching you how to self-coach, you will, so that you can create all of the amazing things in your life, we include coaching call recordings where you can see an example of what it's like to be guided through the thought work practice on that specific area of your life. All of these resources in the courses are designed to help you to take a deep dive into any area of your life and create mind-blowing results. Your course credits do not expire as long as you're a member inside of The Clutch. And while we do provide a recommended course track for you, it's not mandatory. There's no correct order that you have to do any of the courses in. We actually encourage you to pick the course that resonates with whatever it is that you're currently going through in this moment in your life. And that's the beauty of The Clutch, is that you get to customize this experience to whatever it is that you're going through.
Hey, hi, everyone. My name is Anna. I'm another one of your Clutch coaches, and I'm going to take a deep dive into Ask the Coaches, or ATCs, as you will see it commonly referred to in The Clutch. So as Anna mentioned earlier, you can dive into Ask the Coaches literally as soon as you press the join button. Like, there's no limit to when you can start asking questions. And there is no limit to the amount of questions that you can ask. You can live in there like for all, like if you want to. So what are the type of questions that you can ask? So as Rachel mentioned earlier, as you're going through the Feminist Mindset Fix or FMF, if you have any questions about the concepts, you want to push back on something that we're teaching, you can totally bring those questions there. If you are like, hey, I answered this question and I'm not sure, maybe this is what you were looking for, you can totally send those as well. As you are working through the course modules, as Clarissa was talking about, if you have questions about that, as you begin to utilize the self-coaching model and you begin to create your own models, you can send those into Ask the Coaches to ask for feedback as well. So there really is no limit to the type of or amount of times that you can submit to Ask the Coaches. We are ready and waiting for you to ask all of the questions that you might have, regardless of what they look like. Now, there are some people that have reservations when it comes to utilizing Ask the Coaches. And so I want to quickly go over the top three. So the first one is that you have the belief that you should know how to do this work on your own. And what I want to say to that is that every single Clutch Coach has their own coach, if not, you know, more than one. Kara as well. All of the coaches have coaches. We all have our blind spots. That's just a part of being human. And so it is totally normal to have questions. And so we want to encourage you to ask for the help, ask those questions. And you can totally do this on your own. Like, we are literally teaching you all the tools necessary that you can do this on your own, but you don't have to do it on your own. So why would you? We are here to help you. The second reservation that I hear a lot is like, I should be further along in the self-coaching course before I submit any questions. And it's totally normal, as Rachel mentioned, to have questions as you're learning something new. That's just a part of learning. And so we really encourage you to ask those questions because we can give you real-time feedback that can actually help you advance even faster through the Feminist Mindset Fix. And last but not least, I don't want to waste the coach's time with a silly or a dumb question. So there are no silly questions. There are no dumb questions. I can guarantee you that we have heard it all at one point or another. And I can guarantee you that any question you're thinking of asking, one of us Clutch Coaches has had it at one point in time, maybe even yesterday, right? Like, it happens. We're human with human brains. And there have been so many submissions that I've seen that where someone is like, I wasn't going to ask this, but, and proceeds to ask a question. And like the next day, someone in Ask the Coaches or someone in the Facebook group is like, I'm so happy to see that that question was answered because I was thinking the same question. So not only are you getting your question answered, you're helping other women that are in this group or other individuals that are in this group as well. So I cannot wait to see all the questions that y'all ask.
Hello, I'm Elena. I am your other Clutch Coach. And so one of my very favorite things to do in the Clutch is to actually watch the live coaching calls. Okay. So you have the option to come to these calls, get coached live. But even if you're not the one getting coached, I find that watching other people get coached is so powerful. Because you may hear somebody getting coached on something going on, like in their workplace. Right. And then you might notice like, oh my goodness, like I'm having the same kind of thought pattern in my role as a parent. Right. And you're able to make those connections. And so sometimes I find it's even more powerful to watch other people get coached because when you're the one getting coached, sometimes you're in that situation. It's really emotionally charged for you. Right. But when you're able to just watch someone else get coached, you may be able to apply their situation to something that you're going through that maybe you aren't feeling as emotionally charged about in that moment. And so you're able to like actually make those connections and move through it faster. Right. And so like we've been talking about, our goal here in the Clutch is to really empower you to be able to coach yourself, right, on any issue. And that's what you're really going to learn in that intro Feminist Mindset Fix course. But having the support of live coaches is super invaluable for those times that you are in it. It does feel super maybe overwhelming, or you do have blind spots on. And so, like we mentioned, this is why we all have our own coaches. We all get coaching support from time to time. So even though you will learn how to coach yourself effectively, We are here to support you for those times where you maybe feel stuck or you need help moving through something more quickly, right? And so, like Anna mentioned, we have a variety of different coaching calls that you can come to. And so the first one is the calls with Kara, right? Kara is here to coach you live inside the clutch. She does calls every month. You have the opportunity to apply to be coached live by Kara. And once you've been in the clutch for 6 months or longer, you get a special bonus call. That's for our members who we consider silver members. So after you've been in the clutch for 6 months, you get that extra bonus call with Kara. If you apply to be coached with Kara and you aren't selected that month, you will still get a coaching response sent to you via email. So it's really important that all of your questions in the clutch are answered. So you will get coached either way. We also have, so if you are a member of our BIPOC community, if you identify as Black, Indigenous, or person of color, we also have a special coaching call just for you. And those calls are led alternatively between either Kara or Master Coaches of Color who have gone through Kara's advanced certification program. So they're really also specially trained in Kara's work, right? We also have calls every month or every week with the clutch coaches, with all of us clutch coaches. And so these calls, they're super fun, really interactive. You can come to these calls. These are called the model calls. And so what we do in these calls is we really help you deep dive into the model, which is the self-coaching tool that Rachel mentioned that you will learn in the Feminist Mindset Fix. And so you can workshop with us on the models that you're working through. You can raise your hand, come on live. We will help you kind of like work through your own model, give you some feedback, give you some next steps so that you really get that strong foundation in doing your own coaching, right? So some just kind of like logistic stuff about our coaching calls is the days and times of these calls vary. And so we really do this to accommodate our members with different schedules and different time zones. We have members all over the world. And so the dates and times of those calls will vary every week. You can go to your clutch calendar and you can see all the upcoming calls for the month. And so you actually can also click on an individual call and add it to your own calendar. That way, when it's time for the call, you can just really easily click to join it, watch the call live. But if you cannot attend live, all of our calls are going to be housed on your membership site under the call replay page. So you can just come back and watch any of the past calls at your own convenience. They're usually posted, you know, within a couple of hours after the live call. The transcript of each call will also be available. So if you prefer to read, and that's how you learn best is by reading, you can read the transcripts. And you can attend as many or as few of these calls as you want to. Like, it's not a requirement to come to these calls. But what I find is even if you do nothing else in the clutch, like just watching someone else get coached each week, that alone will transform your life. And so that's why it's like my absolute favorite thing. And so totally recommend checking it out when you join the clutch.
Thank you so much, coaches. It was so great to have you here and sharing all that.
All right, my chickens, we're going to wrap this episode up here, but surprise, we have a bonus part two coming out tomorrow. In tomorrow's episode, you'll get to hear me coach one of our clutch members live, and you will learn even more about the Feminist Summer School and why now is the perfect time to join the clutch to make sure that you get to participate in it. So if you don't even need to hear that, text your email to +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is summer. So again, text your email to +1-347-997-1784 or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/summer to join the clutch right now. But if for some reason you still need more help getting off the fence, listen, no shame in it. I'm going to be back tomorrow so that you can hear the power of live coaching and really understand how it all comes together and why now is the perfect time to join the clutch. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do. My book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.